So good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Klalchov Siman Dalet, and we're holding the regards to the issue of putting on talis and tefillin in regards to during Birchas Kriyishma. So he talks about talis. He'll talk about tefillin later on. If the person did not have a talis beforehand, and he only got his talis now during Birchas Kriyishma, so Yisatev, he should put on the talis, but you do not make the bracha on the talis until after Shmoneh Esrei. Now that's a halacha that you put it on. That's not only Bena Prokim, but even during the parak itself, he will define what the Bena Prokim are, where the sections of Birchas Kriyas Shema and each section where it ends. He'll define that later on. But regards to putting on the talis, it's even be'emsa haperek, a person could put it on, except for in the first parak of Kriyashma, the Mishnah Berurah says a person would not put it on. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and says an interesting thing, which the Chayyim Pasuk is not like that, that a case where a person is wants to put on the talis because he's uncomfortable sitting without the talis, so definitely should put on the talis. And once he's putting it on, he can make a bracha bein haprakim. Bein haprakim, he can make a bracha on the talis. Okay. Abamutr lanus al borchu v'yemer baruch Hashem ha-mavarach le'lam v'ed. That's you say baruch Hashem ha-mavarach le'lam v'ed. You say the full phrase. Afilo be'emsa ha-posuk. This your person will say this not only b'emsa haperik but even b'emsa pasuk. You reply to Baruch Hu together with the tzibur. That's the davar shel kedusha, and you join the tzibur in saying the davar shel kedusha. Chutz pasuk Shema Yisrael uBaruch Shem Kavam Chazal Adam Vod. With the exception that these two pasukim, a person will not answer Baruch Hu in the middle of the pasuk. Also, the hafzik over there, a person is not permitted to interrupt in the middle of the pasuk of Shema or the phrase of Baruch Shem. Unless the person would be in a life-threatening situation. But otherwise, a person will not interrupt. So, a person will not say answer Baruch if he's holding in the middle of the pasuk of Shema or the phrase of Baruch Shem. Okay, now a new point. Ksharman Mahakal Moedim. The Rabbanan, when the Chazan is in Chazar Sashatz, and he gets to Moedim, and the Tzibur says what's known as Moedim Rabbanan together with the Chazan. So the person who's holding in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma will be Yishkei Mehem, he will bow with them. But he only says the Psukim, the phrase of Moedim Anachnu Loch, and not the rest of the paragraph. This is true whether he's be'emsa haperek or he's been a prokin. He just says those three words. So we have that it's permitted so far that it's permitted to answer Baruch Hu, and it's permitted to say Moedim Anachnu Loch. Now, what about Kaddish? The person says Amen Yesh Merabba Mevorach L'Olam L'Amei Amayo Ad Yisporach B'lo Yerma Yisporach. So he follows the opinion of the Gra that that person would not, and during Birchas Kriyishma, a person would not say Yisporach. Even a person has a minute to say Yisporach in general, but over here a person just says Amen, and then the seven words of Yehesh Meir Abba. Ukeshemachai mechazen damiron ba'alma yana Amen. The other Amen that he answers in Kaddish is the Amen at the end of that paragraph. So the Chazan continues as Yisparach Yishtabach Yisparach Yisramam. Finally, he says at the end that Le'elam Yikobir Chatzor V'shirasah Damiron Ba'oma. So he says that Amen. So he says in Kaddish he has two responses. The person in the middle of Birchas Kriyishma will have the response of Amen Yeshir Abba, and he will also have the response of the Amen of the Amiron Ba'oma and nothing else. Mishar Amenim Shepakadish Lo Yerm Yana Shenam Ikira Kaddish. The other Amens which a person has during Kaddish, a person would not say because they're not considered the primary part of Kaddish, and therefore he does not need to answer them. So we've discussed regards to answering Moedim answering Baruch Hu, answering Kaddish. And just one point about Kaddish to clarify, which we will do tomorrow, just to understand a little bit exactly what is the Mivneh, the structure of Kaddish. And then we'll continue further in the Siman. Have a good day.